From NPR News in Washington, I'm Carol Van Dam. Banks will have to set aside more money in the future under new rules agreed to by international banking regulators. NPR's Tamara Keith reports the reviews are mixed.
The goal of the new rules is to bring more stability to the global banking system and reduce some of the risk-taking that fueled the financial crisis. Regulators settled on requiring banks to keep a 7% capital reserve. Jeremy Stein, an economist at Harvard, says he wishes that number was higher.
It's probably about as good as can be expected.
But banks are saying the opposite.
And we think that's getting into too high territory.
Scott Talbot is with the Financial Services Roundtable, which represents all of the nation's largest banks.
We think that will make the banks very strong, but also, more importantly, will reduce their ability to lend and thus help the economic recovery.
World leaders are expected to endorse the new rules at a G20 meeting in November. Tamara Keith, NPR News, Washington.
In northern Colorado, a fast-moving wildfire has burned one home and is threatening hundreds more. Kirk Siegler of member station KUNC says the blaze began about 30 miles to the north of the Four Mile Canyon fire, just as residents there were returning to their homes.
The new fire is burning in the foothills a few miles west of the city of Loveland, Colorado. That's about an hour's drive north of Denver. The blaze is threatening hundreds of homes and has forced hundreds of people to evacuate. It started as a small grass fire Sunday, but quickly spread, fanned by gusty winds and dry fuels on the ground. Resources from its neighbor to the south, the Four Mile Canyon fire near Boulder, are quickly being mobilized to tackle this blaze. It's becoming an all-too-familiar scene here in the past week. The blaze near Boulder has become one of the most destructive fires in Colorado history, burning at least 165 houses. The cause of both fires is unknown. For NPR News, I'm Kirk Siegler in Denver.
Residents of San Bruno, California, say they're stunned as they return to their neighborhood following Thursday's natural gas fire explosion. Resident Brandy Vasquez says for her, it will never be the same.
I feel so badly for all of my neighbors. You know, the people that we are used to seeing around the neighborhood. You know, my daughter has talked to every single dog walker and loves the dogs, and it's just going to be a different feeling around there.
Four people were killed in the fire. More than 60 others were hurt. Dozens of homes burned to the ground. State regulators have ordered the utility to check out all of its gas lines in the state. The late summer tax cut debate continues heading into the November elections, with Republican leaders and the White House exchanging criticisms over economic policy. House GOP leader John Boehner tells CBS's Face the Nation that he would be willing to support a tax cut only for middle-class Americans if Democrats remained firm on their opposition to cuts for wealthy Americans as well. The White House says Boehner's comments are encouraging. This is NPR News. Veteran French filmmaker Claude Chabrol has died at the age of 80. Chabrol's last film, Bellamy, came out last year. Eleanor Beardsley reports he was a prolific filmmaker and a pioneer of the new wave cinema style.
Chabrol turned out more than 70 films and TV productions during his half-century career. He was part of the clique of young filmmakers, which included François Truffaut and Jean-Luc Godard, who would pioneer the influential new wave style that revolutionized French cinema. Chabrol's films focused on the French bourgeoisie, lifting the facade of respectability to reveal the hypocrisy, violence, and loathing simmering just below the surface. Often suspenseful, Chabrol's work has drawn comparisons with Alfred Hitchcock's films. Chabrol was impassioned by movies from his boyhood. He studied literature and law, but was more interested in the university's cinema club. He was not yet 30 when he made his first film, Le Beau Serge, which was released to critical acclaim. For NPR News, I'm Eleanor Beardsley in Paris.
It's been a big night for Lady Gaga. She won 8 prizes at the MTV Music Video Awards show in Los Angeles Sunday, including the most coveted video of the year. The flamboyant pop singer says she promised her fans she'd reveal the name of her new album if she won the big prize.
It's called Born This Way. I'm beautiful in my way, 'cause God makes no mistakes. I'm on the right track, baby. I was born this way.
Most of her awards were for her futuristic video, Bad Romance. Rapper Eminem won 2 awards at the show, but left before accepting his prizes. I'm Carol Van Dam, NPR News in Washington.